All right, yeah, I can hear it. If I can hear it, I know y'all can hear it. Praise God. Well, praise God for His protection, amen. And in that wreck, she just explained, God knows who is in fault, amen. And she's a child of God. We're children of God. We have nothing to worry about, amen. We have nothing to worry about. She's going to get her car fixed and nothing out of pocket, amen. I feel led to do something. You said Brandon had a headache. And evidently other people are missing probably maybe health reasons, but let's just pray for Brandon and for the others in this congregation that need healing, amen. God's still a miracle-working God, right? God still answers prayer. And the Bible tells us when two or three come together, He's in the midst. And if we agree, any two people agree on any one thing, it is done for us of our Father in heaven. Lord, we pray Your healing touch upon Brandon. We tell that headache it has to leave in the name of Jesus. Anyone that's afflicted of this body and any body of the Christ, any member of the body of Christ, we proclaim healing. We ask for healing, for by Your stripes we are healed. We thank You, Lord, for hearing and answering our prayers. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we're in John 1. No, John 3. Verse 1. I had to correct myself, right? All right. Well, y'all got to let me preach for about 5 minutes, okay? And then I promise I'll settle down and study, okay? And teach. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm glad I'm a part of the body of Christ and in the house of the Lord. See, we are all temples of the Holy Ghost, but when we come together, we comfort one another. We love one another. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. I'm glad I'm a member of the house of God. Amen. I'm glad I'm sanctified, saved, set free, filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Tongue talking. Devil stomping. Child of God. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. We have power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Nicodemus 3:1. John 3:1. I get it right. It's about Nicodemus. Praise God. John 3:1. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. He was a Pharisee, and the Pharisees were religious leaders in those days. Yeah. Pharisees ran the synagogues. There was the temple, and then there were synagogues. They were rulers of the synagogues, and it says that Nicodemus was a ruler, so he probably was over a synagogue, and he was part of the Sanhedrin, which was the group that had all religious power in Israel at that time and had influence, political influence with the Roman government.
Yeah.
In verse 2, does anybody have any thoughts, questions, concerns?
No, go ahead.
The same came to Jesus by night. And that got me to thinking at night. This was 2,000 years ago. They didn't have street lights 2,000 years ago. They didn't have cars with headlights. And he was a Pharisee. I don't think he wanted his brother Pharisees to see him talking to Jesus. Amen. The same came to Jesus by night and said, Rabbi, he recognized Jesus, that he was a teacher. And we know that thou art a teacher, come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. He knew it was God. He knew it was God when he cast out devils. When Jesus cast out devils. When Jesus opened blind eyes. That's why Jesus was manifested to destroy the works of the enemy. Healing sickness, disease. That's all effects of sin or caused from sin. And when Adam and Eve sinned in the garden or disobeyed God in the garden, sin was brought into the world by the temptation of the devil. He wanted them to sin. He wanted them to fall. He wanted them to get kicked out. And now the Bible tells us that he's the ruler of this world we're in right now, not of heaven. Jesus is the King of kings and Lord of lords, but Satan is the ruler of this world. But we are in the world, but we're not of the world. What did Pastor preach to us Sunday? We're overcomers. Greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world. We have all power and all authority in the name of Jesus. But Satan is the ruler of this world, the worldly system, the economics, political, all that. Satan is the ruler of this world. But we're not of this world. Verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, or truly, truly, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time in his mother's womb and be born? Verse 5. Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. There's a natural birth and there's a spiritual birth. 6, verse 6. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the spirit is spirit. Verse 7. Marvel not that I said unto you, you must be born again. Oh, yeah. Pastor preached it real well Sunday morning. You must be born again. That's what the church is here for, to tell the world. You must be born again. You must know Jesus Christ. You must accept Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. And all you have to do, I'm getting a little ahead of myself, but is repent and speak on the name of, or believe on the name of Jesus. It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. Verse 8. Anybody else? Comments? Anybody? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you for that comment. Verse 8. The wind bloweth where it listeth or where it will. I'm reading out of the King James, so your version might be, I don't know what you are reading out of. There you go. It keeps us what?
I said, that's what Jesus spoke.
Oh, King James. King Jesus. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but canst not tell whither it cometh and whither it goeth. So is every one that is born of the Spirit. We can't see the Holy Spirit. We can't naturally or with our eyes see the Holy Spirit, but we feel His cleansing power. Amen. We feel the power of the Holy Spirit. When we confess the Lord Jesus as our Savior, we felt the Holy Spirit. We don't know where it come. Well, it come from heaven, but it wasn't say, you know, it just cleanses. The Spirit cleanses. The Holy Spirit comes in. And from that moment, we are holy. Amen. We are sanctified. We are set apart by the blood in the name of Jesus and by His Holy Spirit. God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen. And when we accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, the Holy Spirit comes in and cleans house. Amen. Nicodemus, verse 9. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How can these things be? How can this work? See, he was a Pharisee, and he knew the law, and he knew the prophets, but he said, How can these things be? He should have known how these things could be. He was a Pharisee, right, Pastor? He was a Pharisee. He was an expert in the law. He should have known, and I think he did, because he had a little talk with Jesus. Amen. Hallelujah. And Jesus answered it, verse 10, Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel and knowest not these things? Just what I said, he was a teacher in Israel. He knew the law. He knew the prophets. You read the book of Isaiah, you know a Messiah is coming. Amen. You read the book of Isaiah, it talks many paragraphs about the Son, the Messiah coming. Unto us a son is born, or a child is born, a son. There's many, many verses. Isaiah was the messianic prophet. There were many, many scriptures. But see, Pharisees, they had separated themselves and thought they were better than everybody else. Well, I know the law. There were 613 Mosaic laws, and they made up their own laws or added laws to it, made it even harder.
Yeah.
They were all up in the law, and they didn't have mercy, grace, and truth. They were all about the law, keeping the law, and left everything else undone. Grace, mercy, and truth, they left those things, just left them out. Verse 11, verily, verily, I say unto you, that speak that what we do know and testify that we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I had told you earthly things and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell you of heavenly things or of spiritual things or of things from above? Verse 13, and no man hath ascended up to heaven or went up to heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is of heaven. Jesus came down from heaven, had a natural mother, but a spiritual father. Amen. He was born of the Virgin Mary, but conceived by the Holy Spirit. He came from above. It amazes me when you think about it. Jesus left the splendor of heaven, left the Father, left the angels, left heaven to come save us, to walk as a man, to walk as we walk, to experience what we experience. That's what Jesus did for us. We ought to love him and thank him for it. Amen. Amen. Verse 14. Now it's going to start getting good. It's all good. But as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. You go back to Numbers 21, 4 through 9 in the Old Testament. Nicodemus knew this very well. He knew the Old Testament very well. He knew the Numbers very well. And in the story in the book of Numbers, or what happened to the children of Israel, God brought the children of Israel out of bitter bondage. And on the way, when they're on the way to the promised land, they started murmuring, complaining. And they did this more than once. We need to learn from the children of Israel. Amen. They were always murmuring. They were always complaining. Oh, God, you brought us out here to die. Oh, God. Oh, God. Big crybabies, you know. God brought them out of bondage. Fed them manna. Led them with a pillar of cloud by day, a pillar of cloud by night. But they're crying, oh, God, you brought us out here to die. To die in this wilderness. That's what it tells if you look it up. In Numbers 21, 4 and 9, they spoke against God. They spoke against Moses, saying, God, why have you brought us out here to die in this wilderness? They even said, we detest or we hate this light bread. We hate this manna you provided. That's what they said. So what did God do? This is the Old Testament. God sent fiery serpents upon them and bit them, and they were dying. And then they repented. Then they come to Moses. Oh, Moses, we spake against you. We spake against God and you. Please pray to God that he'll take away these serpents. So God told Moses to make a serpent, put it on a bronze pole. And when the people see it, look upon it, they will live. What does the bronze serpent represent? Jesus Christ dying upon the cross on the pole. Nicodemus knew what he was talking about when he said this. And that was to come. Jesus was going to be on a pole, on a cross, and everyone that believed on him has everlasting life. And I believe Nicodemus was a disciple of Jesus Christ or a believer in Jesus Christ. Because he took up for Jesus. And after Jesus' death and a burial, he helped Joseph of Arimathea clothe him, you know, to anoint him with oil, the process they did in those days. I believe Nicodemus, without a doubt, was a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. That whosoever believeth on him, this is 15, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. We have eternal life. This body's going to die, but this spirit's going to live forever. Amen. Paul says to be absent from the body is to be present. There you go. Y'all can preach it with me. Hallelujah. But that should get us excited. Amen. We know where we're going. The people in the world don't know where they're going, but I know where I'm going. I'm going to walk streets of gold one day. Amen. No more sorrow, no more tears, no more pain. Woo! No more sickness, no more disease. Hallelujah. We have eternal life. Hallelujah. We're going to see Jesus. We're going to see Moses and Abraham and Isaac. I don't know about you, but I get excited. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. A Christian shouldn't be scared of death. That's a graduation. Amen. You leave this old sinful world and be in the presence of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo, verse 16 should be the most quoted and memorized verse in the Bible. Amen. Yeah. There we go. There you go. We all know it because we're all believers in here. Amen. I have no doubt everyone in here has confessed Jesus Christ as their Savior. Amen. Yeah. Verse 16, even though y'all quoted it very well. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Jesus came to give life and life more abundantly. We're not just getting by. He gives life abundantly. Well, what did the sisters sing? I got joy like a river. I got peace like a fountain. Hallelujah. I'm washed in the blood. I have power in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We have that because he made that ultimate sacrifice on the cross. Amen. For God so loved the world. I'm going to read it again. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world or to judge the world. That's what that word means, is judge. But that the world through him might be saved. Aren't you glad you're saved tonight? Can you give me a hallelujah if you say hallelujah? Hallelujah. Yeah, I like a little participation. Whew. Glory to God. When we think about where we used to be and where we come from, makes me want to shout, amen. Thank you, Lord, that I'm your child, amen. Let's go through 17 again. For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. Verse 18, he that believeth on him is not condemned or judged, but he that believeth not is judged or condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. What do we save from? Save from the lake of fire, save from hell, save from judgment. There is no judgment to us. We're children of God. But to those that mess around and go to hell, there is judgment. There is a lake of fire. And that's what we're here for, to preach salvation through the name of Jesus Christ. You don't have to go to hell. I don't know if this is being recorded or not, but nobody has to go to hell. All you got to do is confess Jesus Christ as your Savior. Amen. There is a heaven. There is a hell. Verse 19. And this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. The Pharisees, these religious leaders, their deeds were evil. They brought Jesus to Herod to be crucified. They were evil men. Amen. And they ran from the light, and they talked against the light, and they condemned the light. They put Jesus down and Jesus down. Jesus didn't take it either. He got on to them. He said, you're hypocrites, you're liars. He told them what they were. Amen. Yeah, yeah. Verse 20. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be removed or exposed. those that came to the light, those that believed on Jesus, well, they were healed, they were saved, you know. The woman with the issue of blood, the woman at the well, all these, you know, they were saved. They came to the light. Those that needed healing, they came to the light. Amen. Verse 21. But he that doeth the truth cometh to the light, that his deeds might be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. Any comments at this time? Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Verse 22. And after these things came Jesus and his disciples into the land of Judea, and there he tarried with them and baptized. It says that Jesus baptized, but if you jump to 4 and 2, if you can look right here, though Jesus himself baptized not but his disciples. His disciples baptized with water. I got a question. Why did Jesus not baptize with water? Say it again. There you go. John said, John the Baptist said, there are ones coming after me that will baptize you with Holy Ghost and fire. So he didn't baptize with water. John the Baptist did. He baptizes us with the Holy Spirit. And I got to add, with the evidence of speaking in tongues. Amen. Because when they were baptized in the book of Acts, they spoke with tongues. Amen. Verse 23. And John also was baptized in Aenon near... was baptizing in Aenon near to Salem, because there was much water there, and they came and were baptized. John the Baptist was baptizing, and Jesus' disciples were baptizing. And we know why John was baptizing, for repentance. When you repent, when you're baptized in the water, it's showing the world that you come up, you repented, and you're a new person in Jesus Christ. For John was yet not cast into prison. John would be later cast into prison and actually beheaded. But he has his reward, amen. He has eternal life, amen. He accomplished what the Lord asked him to do, amen.
Yes, he did.
Verse 25. Then there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. The Jews, again, that's the Pharisees, the religious leaders, are always asking questions, always stirring up trouble, you know. Verse 26, and they came unto John and said to him, Rabbi or teacher, he that was with thee beyond Jordan, to whom thou bearest witness, behold, the same baptizes, and all men come to him. John answered, verse 27, John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given to him from heaven. Verse 28. You yourselves bear me witness that I said I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. He told them he was making the way for the Lord Jesus Christ. That he was the one crying in the wilderness. He wasn't the Messiah. He wasn't the anointed one. He was making the way for the anointed one, Jesus Christ. Verse 28 again. You yourselves bear me witness that I said I am not the Christ, but that I am sent before him. Verse 29. And he that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom, which standeth and heareth him, rejoiceth greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This my joy is therefore fulfilled. He had joy in knowing he seen Jesus and he knew the Savior, knew who he was. Actually, he seen the angel, the Holy Spirit come down. And when after Jesus was baptized, the Holy Spirit came down and the voice from heaven said, this is my beloved Son in whom I'm well pleased. So John knew that it was Jesus, amen. And he had joy knowing that he had obeyed God. Verse 30, we all need to get this in our hearts. He must increase, but I must decrease. This flesh must decrease, and the spirit must increase. Hallelujah. He must increase. Everybody don't need to see Roy Sanders. They need to see Jesus, amen. They don't need to see Tony. They need to see Jesus, amen. They don't need to see Brenda. They need to see Jesus, amen. I must decrease, but he must increase. I don't want people to see me. I want them to see Jesus, amen. Hallelujah. He must increase. But I must decrease. Because what is Jesus? He's the Spirit. And if we walk in the Spirit, we will not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Right. We must walk in the Spirit. Right. We are born of the Spirit. We need to walk in the Spirit. It's not just you're born again and that's it. We have to get into the Word. We have to know the Word, for the Word is Spirit and the Word is truth. Jesus is the Word. Amen. In the beginning was the Word was with God, and the Word was God. We have to be in this Word, amen. Ephesians tells us that this Word is the sword of the Spirit. We must be in this Word, walk in this Word, and be baptized with the Holy Spirit, amen. You don't have to be baptized in the Holy Spirit to be saved, but if you want the power, if you want more power, if you want a race car, and not just a Toyota, a little economical car, you need the baptism of the Holy Spirit, amen. Hallelujah. Jesus does baptize in the Holy Spirit, amen. And we are followers of Jesus. That's something in our spiritual walk that we should desire, amen. The baptism of the Holy Spirit. The baptism of the Holy Spirit brings the gifts of the Holy Spirit. We can look them up in 1 Corinthians 12. I won't go deep into that tonight. But the baptism of the Holy Spirit, we have the gifts of the Spirit. We have the fruit of the Spirit, which I think is just as great as the gifts of the Spirit. What's the fruit of the Spirit? Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, kindness, faith, meekness, temperance. You have all this fruit. Jesus said you'll know them by their fruit. I want love, amen. You can't get too much love. You can't get too much peace. You can't get too much joy. You can't get too much gentleness, too much kindness. Woo! I want these things, amen. If the Bible says I can have it, I want it, amen. I claim it, amen. Woo! Thank you, Holy Spirit. This is the Holy Spirit. I didn't know I was going here. He must increase. The Holy Spirit, God the Father, God the Son, God the, I don't know why the Lord. These things must increase, but I, my flesh, must decrease. Verse 31. He that cometh from above is above all. He that is of the earth is earthly and speaketh of the earth. He that cometh from a heaven is above all. He's above all. He's the King of kings and Lord of lords. Amen. He's the Son of God. He has all power and all authority. Amen. Verse 32. And what he has seen and heard, that he testifieth, and no man receive his testimony. He told him he was the Son of God. But the Jews, the Pharisees, didn't receive that.
Right.
Verse 33. He that hath received his testimony and hath set to seal that God's true. He that hath received his testimony and hath set to his seal that God is true. When we receive his testimony, we are sealed, amen, until the day of redemption by the power of the Holy Spirit. Verse 34, for he whom God has set speaketh the words of God, for God giveth not the Spirit by measure unto him. Jesus had the Holy Spirit without measure. He opened blind eyes, opened deaf ears. He had the Spirit without measure. He gave words of knowledge. He gave words of wisdom. Did many, many miracles. It's been mentioned that at the end of the book of John, he did so many things that even all the books in the world couldn't contain it.
Right.
He did many miracles because he was sent from God and the Spirit was upon him without measure. Amen. He spoke to the waters and calmed the waters. Amen. The Spirit was in, Holy Spirit was given to him without measure. Without measure. Amen. Lord, just give me some. Amen. Give me some of that, Lord. Pour it on, Lord. Verse 35. The Father loveth the Son and hath given all things into his hands. Again, Jesus is the King of kings and the Lord of lords. This world's just a temporary thing. This world's not going to go on forever. Jesus is going to come in judgment and judge this world. And there is going to be a millennium reign on this earth. This earth as it is not going to last much longer. Amen. The Father loveth the Son, hath given all things into his hand. Verse 36. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life. And he that believeth not on the Son shall not see life. But the wrath of God abideth in him. I don't think I need to expound on that. I thank y'all for listening to me. God bless y'all. I'm going to turn it back over to Pastor Marshall. Was there any requests? I know we take requests on Wednesday night.
Yes. Go ahead.
Is there any special requests? Does anybody want prayer or need prayer or want me to agree with you in prayer? That's what we're here for. Amen.
Right.
Hallelujah.
Pray well, for Sunday, brother.
Okay. Anybody? Hallelujah. Lord, we just thank you. Lord, I thank you for this body and each and every one in it, Lord. Lord, we pray that you move in a mighty way Sunday morning. Lord, we pray that you bring many in from the north, from the south, from the east and the west to come hear your word of God Sunday morning, Lord, and that many are saved, healed, set free and delivered through this ministry, Lord. Lord, we thank you for hearing and answering our prayers. I thank you for my brothers and sisters in Christ. Bless each one of them as they leave this house, Lord, and bless them abundantly the rest of the week, Lord. We ask in your holy name, Jesus. Amen. Amen. I love you. God bless you. I love you, but most of all, Jesus loves you. Amen. Amen. And if the rapture don't take place, we will be here Sunday morning.